These days we take it for granted, the right of all children to learn to read and write. But there is a different, or certainly a difficult reality for some kids in remote Indigenous communities where literacy rates continue to lag well behind those of their peers. In the cities and other places, the figures show that between 40 and 60% of Indigenous children in remote locations across states like Western Australia, South Australia and the Northern Territory fall below minimum reading standards. The not-for-profit Indigenous Literacy Foundation aims to get books into remote communities to try and help with this issue. And today in Sydney, it's holding the Great Book Swap, which is an annual fundraising day. Alison Lester is a children's author and illustrator. She's an ambassador for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Alison, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
What can you tell us a little about the Great Book Swap? This is a key fundraiser.
Well, it's a very exciting day. We're on at the Opera House today in one of those beautiful rooms that looks out over the water. And there's various fabulous people coming there singing. Jess Morboy, Deborah Cheatham. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. And heaps of kids are coming in and they're all bringing a book and a gold coin and they get to swap. And it's happening in lots of locations all around Australia as well, but the big party is at the Opera House today.
And the point of this, as I understand, it's a fundraiser to buy books for remote communities. Anyone can do it. So if you want to be a part of a Great Book Swap, you can get online too and you can organise it for yourself. As Alison just said, you bring a book along, you swap with a friend, you make a gold coin donation or more if you can, and it all goes to buying books for remote communities. Alison, you've spent a fair bit of time with kids in remote Indigenous communities. Tell us about the importance of books or from the other side, the problem of illiteracy in communities.
Well, I'm a children's author, but I'm really absolutely passionate about getting kids reading. And we're talking about Indigenous kids today, but I have to say too that it's a huge problem across the whole population. And it's really important to get kids reading when they're little kids. And that's one of the things that the ILF do. They have a program where they put books into early childhood centres, and they're actually even translating some of the famous books like The Very Hungry Caterpillar into language at Warburton.
Indigenous language.
Yeah, so that's a huge success. But when you go out to communities, you realise how difficult it is for kids to learn to read when often they don't have English as their second language. So they might speak a couple of Aboriginal languages and then English is their third language. And so it's really important for them to have books that they can relate to and to get them reading English. Because even though it's so important that they keep their own language and therefore their culture, but English is kind of the
passport.
the language of the world, so they need to do that. And I mean, we come from middle class homes where we've got shelves groaning with children's books, but lots of kids live in houses where there are no books. So something like the Indigenous Literacy Foundation that gets books into communities, and not just any book, like the books that are chosen very carefully by people who've worked in communities and the people in communities so that they are suitable, and they're delivered to the kids there, and it's very exciting seeing them racing home with their new books.
Is it? That's beautiful. Yeah. We're talking about a couple of things here, aren't we, though? There's the importance of learning to read in any language, mm-hmm. just literacy in your own language, let alone in English, and then we're the importance of having books to read. What's the most important step to get right first? Have the books there for the kids to read, or be teaching the children to read in their own language first, at least, to give them that confidence?
Look, it probably goes hand in hand. You know, if you're given a book and you don't know even how which way to hold it, it's not going to be much use to you. So they really have to go hand in hand. But there's nothing like having your own book.
And these communities, many of them don't have any books, is that right?
Oh, they'd have some books, but not a lot, yeah. And often not the right sort of books. Like, I've been going out and making books with kids in remote communities for years now. And one of the things I love about that is that you make a story that's about their life. Because I think if all you ever read are books that you're no part of or your culture is no part of, you don't feel part of that world at all. It's really hard to engage with it. So if we go to a community and make something like No Way Yirrkapi, which is set in their country and it makes sense, it's going to be much more fun to read.
Tell us about that, No Way Euricape, I think it translates into No Way Crocodile. Tell us whose story that is and the process of creating that.
Well, this is by the children at Millicarpity Primary School. It's a little primary school on Melville Island, which is one of the Tiwi Islands. And I went up there with the ILF last year looking to make a book. And having done this for years, often before I worked with the ILF, I would go off with various schools who would want me to go. And make books, and I'd take all the art supplies with me, which are usually sponsored, which was lovely. But I also took an A3 printer and the printing paper and the ink and everything, like even the
So when you say make books, you mean physically
really
make books.
Yeah. So we would end up making these lovely little A5 laminated covered paperbacks. And for the kids to be able to have them when we went was lovely. So this was really an extension of that we were at Millicarpity wanting to make a book that the ILF could publish. And often when I go to a school, like I'm just this outsider who they don't know and don't trust. So we spend a lot of time just chatting and trying to get things going a little bit. And so often I'll say, well, what sort of animals do you have here? You know, and so they started saying, oh, we've got stingrays and we've got dugong. And someone said, oh, we've got crocodiles. And I said, oh, what's the language word for, what's your Tiwi word for crocodile? And someone said, Euricape. And then someone else shouted out, no way, Euricape. And then someone else said, no way, Euricape. You're not eating me today. So that was really the start of it.
The start of the story. Yeah. Have you noticed, in the time you've been in communities, have you seen the impact of the books arriving and come back a year later? I mean, have you actually seen it have an impact?
Yeah. I think there's a few communities I go back to regularly, and I really love that. I think it's a big problem with remote communities that so many people go and they never come back. And it's lovely if you can get that just constant people coming back so there's someone you know. But you do see a lot more kids, like some of the kids who are down from the Tiwi Islands for ILF Day are fabulous readers. Like, they're really coming on very strongly.
I'm a bit stuck on No Way, Euricape. You're going to be reading that today?
Yes,
or the kids from Melville Island?
The kids will be reading it, yes. Yeah.
At the Opera House?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Alison, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with all your work. It's great work. And good luck with the great book swap day. I hope we raise lots of money to buy those books. Alison Lester, thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Alison Lester is a children's author and illustrator. She's, as you heard, an ambassador for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation and moves to remote communities, works with the kids on reading, creating their own storybooks. If you want to help, if you were to donate to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation or the Great Book Swap, head to our website, RN Breakfast homepage, for details. We'll put them all there. So far, the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, this charity, has delivered over 120,000 free and culturally appropriate books to 250 remote Indigenous communities. So it's a fantastic thing. Get behind it.